session.
Yep.
Well, listen, Illinois Realtors, we love you, and we are happy to be with you. I wish, do you guys miss seeing people in person? Because I really think it's more fun when we look people in the eye and talk to them so we can see them fall right asleep.
Yes.
Or we can see them kind of be mad. You know, that's so much more fun than just you guys looking sleepy and mad, you know?
You know what's weird is I the other day I was thinking that I miss handshakes. Like, just shaking somebody's hand. I miss that.
You do?
Yeah.
The only thing I miss about it is now you just don't know what to do.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Like, you go elbow, you go fist bump. Some people are
what
going
to handshake. Right. Are we in?
What are we doing? Yeah. You know? But it's an icebreaker.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. I miss hugging, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a hugger, but you're either a hugger or not a hugger, I feel like.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, you're right. So. You're right. Well, we virtually hug and handshake. Wait, what are we doing? Are we elbow? Are you Illinois Realtors? Are you fist bump? What are we? We don't know what we're doing. Look at Todd. Todd's just like,
he's just going to give you a poke.
Todd just is going to touch your face weirdly.
He's going to floof the poop or floop the floop. Have you guys seen that on TikTok?
No.
You guys.
No idea.
It's when you boop somebody's nose.
Oh, like
boop like that. I'm going to boop your nose.
Yeah.
It's called the floof, and they find the floof, and then they boop.
What's
the
floof?
It's whoever you're booping. Like, usually it's a little dog or like something cute, like a little animal.
The recipient is the floof?
Yes. Huh. Yes. So you boop the floop. Anyway, it's getting big, you guys.
We'll
obviously
cut out all this.
None of this will make it.
No.
All right, you guys just be quiet so we can start this thing fresh.
That way they won't see the intro.
Hello, Illinois Realtors. We're so excited to be with you today talking about how to take your business to the next level using video.
I'm blooping the floof.
Couldn't help himself.
So we're excited to be with you. We are the Boom Team. I'm Terry. This is Megan right over here. There she is right there.
Hi.
Across the table, her husband, Todd Ferris. There's Todd.
Oh, he's right here to my left as well.
Oh, you are flexing. Producer Christian's across the table
as well, everybody.
Making everything happen.
Yeah,
so we,
over here.
We love doing things like this, talking about video, talking business plan, talking about habits to grow your business, all these things that we do both virtually and in person in normal times. We love this stuff. We have a podcast as well. That's how much we love it. We like to talk about it. Mm-hmm. The Boom Real Estate Podcast. You can check that out on iTunes and Google and SoundCloud or wherever all the podcasts are, right?
Yeah.
We're all over the place.
We're everywhere.
So check that out. It's a lot of fun, and it's kind of got the morning show vibe, but from a context of real estate, which is really fun. And then the three of us, Todd, Megan, and myself, we own and operate Ferris Property Group, which is an independent brokerage in Indianapolis. So we are your next-door neighbor. Hi, neighbor.
Come on, knock on the door.
Oh, the three's company reference is good
stuff.
This
is a good one. Classic.
I like that. It's classic. I like it. So we are, but we're realtors. We're practicing realtors. Yes, we run the brokerage, but we have clients. We're working through inspection responses and all that stuff. So we've also seen video be a key piece for us building brand here locally in the Indianapolis market. And we want to help you do what we've been able to do and take your business to the next level using video. We're going to talk about all the reasons why and all that stuff. But before we dive in.
Yes.
Let's do an activity.
Oh.
Gang. What's that?
Okay.
We're going to get out our phones. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Listen, you at home, we can see you.
Get your
phone out. I want you to do this. You're going to open up the phone or the video app or the phone, like the camera.
Yeah.
You're going to turn it around and face yourself.
Perfect.
Right?
Good job.
And you probably want to hold it up high so that you can. So
I'm trying to simulate the audience.
Enjoy the show.
Good.
I didn't see that. Okay, repeat after me, okay?
Yes.
Hit the record button. Hit record.
Record.
And say, okay, say this.
Okay.
Look at me.
Look at me.
Look at me.
I'm making a video.
I'm making a video.
It's not as hard as I thought.
It's not as hard as I thought.
I look good.
I look good.
I like the way I look. I don't know. You don't have to do the voice.
I like me.
I can do this every day.
I can do this every day.
It's so easy. And everyone will love it.
And everyone will love it.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like me. That's right.
You know, smart enough, gosh darn it, people like me.
So we can't do that. That's trademarked. So, good news for you. You just made a video.
Hey!
Right?
Yay! Hoots to you. Way to go.
That's the end of our presentation.
You did it.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Check.
No, but we do that. I do that just to say, like, it's nothing bad happened just now. Right. You know, for people that have never done it before, it's not as scary as you think it is. Maybe you feel silly, and of course you don't have to post that video. You can. That would be amazing.
It would be hilariously awesome.
That would be hilariously awesome. And tag us, too. We want to know.
Yeah.
but you can do this. And the cool thing, too, and we'll talk about this, is that video is just more and more embedded into the framework of how we're living our lives in society. The pandemic really accelerated the adoption curve of Zoom and that kind of communication, yeah. FaceTime, those kinds of things. So we're already doing video. You just did a video. We love it. We've been using it for several years, and we're really excited to talk about it with you today. So let's start.
Whee! All right. That was my excitement noise. All right, let's talk about where we are going today. So you know, I always like to know what the plan is.
Right, what's the plan?
You know, so we know when to take our breaks. Here we go. Well, you can hit pause, I guess, anytime you want to, but don't do it. Okay, here's where we're going today. We are going to get started on talking about why video.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this? Why is it important? All of those reasons. Why are we sitting here having a session about video and how to dominate with it? We're going to tell you that. And then we're going to talk about getting started, which once you're sold on the idea, now how are you going to do it? Which is usually the biggest stumbling block or what's holding somebody back.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about the basics of making a great video.
Uh-huh.
We're going to talk about little videos.
Yeah.
Big impact.
Nice, Megan.
You know, so just all of that, you're gonna have that when we're done. And then we're going to dive into next level video. What else can you do? What's working right now in video? What do you get the most out of? And then, you know, just some question and answers.
Yeah, we'll open up the floor.
A little Q&A.
Yeah,
we'll see.
If you have a question, just hold it till the end.
Yes.
Yep. And we'll come to
you
for
shout
sure.
it out.
That's right. Just shout it out. That'll be good.
Oh, that's so great.
All right, a couple of housekeeping things for you. One is feel free to tag along and take pictures of every one of our slides. That's the only way you'll ever get the slides.
Oh.
You know what? Special Illinois.
Don't give them the slides.
No.
Are you gonna?
Guys,
I'm thinking
this crowd. Yes.
What?
We're going to give you
yes!
This is huge.
You get a slide.
We don't do that for everybody, Illinois.
No,
only
we
the
don't.
Continuous states.
Only contiguous.
Contiguous states.
They are a continuous state, though.
Are they?
They've continued to be a state.
Yes.
Hawaii and Alaska. Losers.
Low blow.
Oh, right.
Still trying to book those shows, Todd.
Yeah, thanks, Todd.
Those speaking in
just
the Hawaii one, really. All right. So we're going to give you the slides at the end of the presentation. And if you stick around to the end, guess what?
We got
a bonus for you. It's our 9 favorite video and social media apps.
Oh my goodness.
Mercy, ma'am.
We have never done this.
We have never done this. You guys are so special to us.
Yes.
They're thankful.
That's good.
That's nice.
Seriously, stick around. We'll give you all that information so that you guys can just sit back and listen to the presentation, and then we'll follow up with all the good stuff after.
That's right. So as we kind of transition into talking about this stuff, video is more important now than it ever has been. It's been said recently that we have been working in a physical business that's digitally enhanced, but now we're all working and will continue to work going forward in a digital business that is now physically enhanced, which is crazy because we're talking about houses, like literally physical houses. But the way that we operate is digital enhanced by physical now. And the good news is, like we said before, you're already doing it with Zoom, with FaceTime. You know, the future has already arrived, and a little bit sooner than we planned,
right.
I think, because of all the pandemic stuff. But the current environment of how we practice in real estate really requires that you get comfortable in some form or fashion with video. And so we're going to give you all kinds of different ways where it's not going to be scary, it's not going to be intimidating, and you can actually start to use this. And the good news is, the thing I like about this too, as we go, is if you've never made a video, you'll have great ideas after this. But if you've been doing it for a while, we've got other ideas on how to take it to the next level and how to leverage the videos you're already making too. So whether you're a novice or an expert, I think there's going to be value for you in this presentation. So exciting stuff.
By the way, all I could hear is when you said, we're talking about houses. We're talking about houses?
Oh, are
we
talking practice? About
houses?
Allen Iverson?
Yeah.
We're talking about practice, not talking about the game.
All right, houses.
All right. So let's first dive into why video. Why do you need to be a part of video? Other than, like Terry said, the future is here. This mm-hmm. is a big part of what we're doing to be successful right now. But the first thing you need to know about why video is it helps you connect better.
Right.
Okay. So the best way to interact with people is definitely face to face. That's right. just the way it is. We know that. But video is the second best. It really is. It is so much better than just a phone call or just a text or just reading an article. But when you're face-to-face via a virtual right. mode, you're really connecting with somebody. And it is not the same as face-to-face. We do accept that. But it's not a bad alternative at this point. Yeah. A lot of people are connecting this way, and there's a lot of benefits to it. Mm-hmm. So, basically, as far as communication goes, email and text, you know, that communication revolution has changed us because how we communicate via email and text, you know, is different. We lost mm-hmm. our personality. It's very flat. It's like right. a one-dimensional mode of communication. Emotion, being able to see how many times have you like written that email or written that text and mm-hmm. it was not going to come across, or you sent it and they right. came back to you and you were like, oh, I didn't mean that way. It's right. because you just can't understand all the time what somebody is feeling in an email or a text.
Sure.
It is just, they're just words on a screen. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so you need to put more behind it, which right. is what video gives you. It gives you that ability to be you. It is yeah. you. You're getting a personality across. And we always tell people that they're not just hiring a realtor. They're hiring you. They don't want your mm-hmm. company. Not necessarily. They don't need your company. They don't need just an agent. They want you. Right. They're sold on you. And so this is a way that you can get who you are across to them.
For sure.
And get those nice, warm, fuzzy feelings that then connect people to you. So
yep.
You just need to show people who you are, and that will equal more business 100%. You guys just nice. Dive mm-hmm. in.
Yep.
Number two for why we want to use video, it indexes higher on social media. If you aren't familiar with social media, they're all businesses. Facebook, TikTok, Twitter. I was trying to struggle just to think of social media. So, LinkedIn, they're all businesses. Their job is to make money. All right. And the way they make money is they need to have as many eyes on their product as possible. So the more what they've found through the studies is that video creates more eyes. More people will watch video than will read a simple text. Mm-hmm. So the more video you put out, the more the algorithms are going to like you, all right, which means you're going to index higher on social media, which means you're going to be put in front of more people's eyes. And basically, video would automatically help you. All right. So we're saying if you're not using video in your social media marketing right now, that is one of the number one things you're going to need to change is start using more video. And all the social media sites have gone more and more to video because of that. And think about it this way. The more video that you have, the more views you're going to have because the algorithms are going to automatically put you at the top. The more views you have, the more people are going to see it because they're going to say, hey, this video is doing well. So let's put them in front of even more people. So naturally, it's going to get you in front of a wider audience and you're going to get more attention to your product, which is selling homes through yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're the product.
That's right.
What I'm trying to say.
That's right. Yeah. Number three, with video, you can amplify your reach. So you can amplify your message, your voice, your brand via Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, et cetera, all those ads. It's a really inexpensive way for you to grow your audience and build your brand. So as you know, in real estate, you want to be able to extend past the people you know. And one of the best ways to do it in the past, it's just been you've got to buy a TV spot or you've got to buy mm-hmm. a radio ad or a bus mm-hmm. bench or a billboard. Those things can be really expensive. But the beauty of social media and video in particular is you get to articulate who you are. All the things Megan said, you get to show in 3D who you are. And you do it really inexpensively because social media ads are usually way cheaper than traditional mm-hmm. advertising means. So amplify your reach inexpensively. It's another great reason to use video.
I love it. All right. And number four is to communicate more clearly. And kind of alluded to that in number one, but mm-hmm. it's easier than writing a text, an email, typing, all of that stuff. And then you get to speak with your voice. It's you. It's clear. It's two-dimensional and not just words on a screen. But I was thinking about this. You think, oh, is it easier to shoot a video? But when you get into this stuff and is it clear? It is. I have taken my inspection responses from a written email or a written written text on, mm-hmm. hey, this issue or this way we can negotiate it this way, to a quick little video that I can send somebody explaining it, and they see how I'm emoting and how confident I am in it and how I feel, and they can understand. It's just so – you're so much clearer in your message when you're doing a video.
Yeah. It's fun to hear just the term, see how I'm emoting. I don't know why. That's a weird expression. I know. Yeah. It makes sense. I just snorted a little
bit. You did. It was so cute.
Oh, you did?
Did you hear that? That was a little snort.
They heard it all the way in Illinois.
They can put it, they can replay it over and over now. They can rewind.
Oh, yeah.
They could gif you. They could turn you into a gif.
Play that back. Hit the little 10-second back and just keep watching me snort. It's going to be really fun.
Great little gif.
Number five, reasons why you want to use video. It demonstrates that you're tech savvy, that you're forward thinking. It basically shows, even if you're not, just by putting out some video, it shows that you are, you look at least appear tech savvy. And honestly, as people are looking for agents to sell their homes in a tech world, they're going to want that tech friendly agent. Mm-hmm. All right. So you need to make sure that you have that modern appearance, that you're getting things done in today's ways. All right. And then lastly, your virtual impression is the new handshake. Mm. Speaking of handshakes.
There you go.
So there you go. So the virtual, this is why I've persevered through COVID, is because I used a lot of video. So it has supplemented my handshakes. So now when I go to meet somebody, instead of shaking their hands, I simply pull out my phone and I play a little video for them.
Do you?
And I just show them the video.
Look at you.
And it's a video of me virtually shaking their hand. So it's the new handshake, though. It's the way that you greet people, and it's the way that, and honestly, people are going to be researching you online, and they're going to be looking, and so why not greet them with a virtual video?
They're going to bing you.
They're going to bing you.
Oh, do we have a sounder to celebrate our binging?
We should probably let them know.
We're probably Christian.
We believe Christian might have some kind of investment with Bing, Microsoft.
Yeah, you really are pushing
really
the Bing.
He really pushes Bing.
He really does.
Why Google when you can Bing?
That is really funny.
Okay, so number six, our final reason to convince you to use video. It's the best way to build your brand. When we talk about your brand, we just mean your reputation. So the reputation that you have in the marketplace, in your community, it's going to carry you through good times and bad, especially when we think about the market's not always gangbusters, right?
Right.
And you could say that we're in a really challenging market right now. So it's more important than ever to have a great reputation. And so, but if we ever get back to another slowdown, or the real estate market really slows back down big time, your reputation is going to carry you through, and you'll be able to attract more business based on all the work you've done to build your brand using video in the past. So using video is a 360-degree way to communicate who you are, how you work, and what you're all about. And that is, I tell you what, I'm convinced to use video.
Are you ready?
I was convinced with those six reasons.
I'm still not sold.
Are you not?
No, I'm going to need to hear more.
Oh, no, that's all we have.
Is that it?
Those were the six points to convince you to do it.
You're either with us or you've shut off the video by now. At some point, you've got to just say that.
Yep. Because now we're going to get started on how to do video.
Let's do it. Are you ready? Let's do it.
Yeah.
So now you're definitely sold, like Terry said, on doing video. So now we're going to tell you how.
Yes.
First things first.
Yes. I'm the realist.
Yes. I love Miss Elliott. Okay. Know your why. And that is basically saying, don't just be willy-nilly with your videos.
Right.
Just don't do video for video's sake. You're going to need to know why you're making the video in the first place. Why are you creating this content? And that will then help you where you're going to put it, what the script is, how it's going to look, what mode are you going to do it. So that's all great. But you need to know why you're making the video in the first place. For instance, so here's some ideas why you and why you might make, that was a tongue twister, and it was really actually a simple sentence. Might you make a video?
Yeah, why?
I'm going to struggle the second time.
Why might you, mate?
Okay. I should have said it like that in the beginning. Okay, first way might be just lead gen. You're trying to get new leads. You're getting out there. Marketing to the public. Are you marketing to your sphere? Who are you talking to? Who are you marketing to? Could just be relationship building. You're just trying to solidify a relationship or grow it with somebody. Is it listing exposure? You're just trying to get something out there. Is it maybe you're creating something something that's shareable or that could go viral.
Right.
You know, you think this one's going to be the one that gets millions.
This is the one.
You know, there's so many reasons why you're making these videos. So when you know that at the beginning, and side note, you should be making different videos for all of these reasons.
Yeah,
okay. So all of these reasons are great. You need to know why, and then you can go from there. And now, this is one of my favorite parts. We have some examples.
Oh, an example.
Yeah. To show you, we have a couple videos that are going to show you some examples of us creating videos, and we can talk about them a bit right after.
Sounds good.
Roll the tape.
It's election season, which means our TVs are filled with campaign attack ads. I love them, and I'm betting you do too. So I thought, why not bring the campaign attack ad to real estate? With that in mind, here's my latest ad attacking my biggest competitor.
Todd and Megan Ferris are dumb. This entire real estate brokerage is just a power play for their egos. When Todd became manager of a local real estate office, guess who he appointed to take over the team? His own wife, known real estate radical Megan Ferris. And when they launched their independent brokerage, guess what they named it? That's right, Ferris Property Group. Terry Wagoner is a kind and gentle realtor. He is a three-time recipient of the Terry Wagoner Award for Real Estate Excellence. Todd and Megan Ferris are trying to house of cards the entire real estate industry. Don't let them. Vote Terry Wagoner for Realtor.
I'm Terry Wagoner, and I approve this message. Can we get an axe?
Pumpkin fist.
Yeah. How hard is that?
Favorite part.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He throws
the
shovel.
Throw the shovel. Yeah, so you can make a video like that.
I think it's funny. You guys, it's that easy. You can make a video about anything. This is how we entertain ourselves, you know? But making videos like that, too, very fun to make and obviously shows our personality. So
right.
You got to see your personality.
Yeah.
But then Terry also put in there, you know, he's a realtor. It's in there. You know what he does, but he's having fun.
Yeah.
So he's marketing to the public. He's, you know, building some relationships and letting people see who he is, which was awful. Mean person that called me dumb.
That's
what's a real estate radical?
Listen, Christian, you're looking at one right there to your left.
Whoa.
Megan, she's a real estate radical.
Oh, real estate radical.
So the fun thing about that video though is like it was during election season, right?
Sure.
And
yeah.
So we turned it into this whole big campaign thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know, if I made it an attack ad against Todd and Megan,
you know what's coming.
I mean, the answer is on its way.
So let's roll that tape, shall we?
Todd and Megan Ferris love their dog, Georgia. Terry Wagoner hates dogs. Todd and Megan Ferris are not afraid to wear vests. Terry hates vests. Todd and Megan Ferris are very hygienic. Terry Wagoner refuses to wash his hands after using the restroom. A vote for Terry is a vote for a dog-hating, sleeve-loving, pee-pee-handed realtor. This November, make sure to vote for Todd and Megan Ferris for Realtor and keep real estate great.
A clear and concise message.
I mean,
that's so funny, man. We really did, though. Like, in our little community, we had people saying, oh, they're team Todd and Megan, or they're team.
Yes.
It was really fun.
It
so, like, that was fun. That was just the kind of video. You talked about, like, know what you're doing there, like, why you're making the video. That was not to generate new seller leads.
No.
Or new. It was just,
right.
It's like a branding. It's we're fun. We are realtors, but just getting the personality out there
yes.
and having fun with it. So,
exactly.
And it was really fun. And we have
fun.
A very good videographer, Jordy.
We do.
Right.
We do.
Edited that.
Which
like
we'll
crazy.
Be talking about too. Like
yes.
obviously we have produced and edited and you know the videos are what I would consider pretty high quality versus
right.
a lot of the stuff that we see out there. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go to that level.
Correct.
There are a
right.
lot of ways to build and we started all of our videos with very crude and
yes.
Rudimentary ways of
yes.
doing it. And we're going to talk about some of
and
those
they were effective,
right
by
now.
The way.
And they
yeah.
still
oh,
work.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
worked
yep.
very well.
Yep.
And so that's what we want to talk about is just because we don't want you to be afraid to do it because you feel like you have to go to that level. You
right.
don't have to. But if you're going to do video, which I think we all have now agreed, did we take a blood oath?
oath?
I think we took a blood oath.
Well, you didn't agree.
I think we did.
You were not convinced, but maybe did those videos convince you?
Maybe they did.
Did they sway you?
Nice.
So hopefully everybody's now pot committed. You're ready to make videos. And if you're not ready to hire somebody to do it, we're going to give you some basics on how to do it and do it well. So I will start with numero uno.
Do it.
Okay. Numero uno is fill the frame. Fill the frame basically means you want to make sure that you're not leaving too much void above you, to the sides of you, under you, all that. You want to fill the frame, but you also don't want to fill the frame so much that you're like it's right on your nose. So let's give them a good example. So here is a good friend of ours.
Yeah.
Is Ron.
Ron.
We call him
Ron.
Friend of
the show.
Yeah, yeah. We call him Ronnie.
Just Ron.
So there's Ronnie. As you can see, he's filling the frame. There's not a lot of space above his head. There's not a lot. You don't see a lot of void in the area. Basically,
just like this.
Look at that. See, Christian, before all of these videos, he always makes sure that he checks it. So, like, a bad example.
Ron Burgundy?
Oh, yeah, let's go. Oh, that's a bad example. Yeah.
And so, like, this would be a bad example of filling the frame.
Or that.
But that's so many realtors do that, though.
They do.
They get, because I think people are so intimidated, and they don't like how they look and sound and all that, which we'll talk about that. But, like, everyone's just so intimidated that they get way, way
back. Yes. Yep. It's going to be more inviting. They're going to like the video more. It just fills, as you can see by that photo there, like, it's just so distant. And if that's how, and this is all, like, getting into the depths of video, but, like, when you're distant like that, you're not going to connect as well just because you are distant. Like, it just doesn't feel as connected. So fill the frame.
Yeah, that's good. So another way to make your, even just your little iPhone videos better, even just little video you're going to send to your friend, is the rule of thirds. So what you do here is you divide the screen into thirds vertically and horizontally, like imaginary grid across the screen. And actually, your phone can put the grid on the screen. That's a setting that you could do
as
well.
And I'm thinking based on Christian playing with his phone, that he's trying to find that.
I might find it.
He's working on it. But wherever the lines intersect on the grid, that's with the places where the eye is most naturally drawn to. Okay, so again, another example here. This is you've got it right there.
Do this.
Oh, what do you?
It's hard to see, but if you're in the settings, basically you can click on your.
Too white, didn't work. Yeah, it's under your camera settings. You just turn on the grid.
Camera settings. You can turn on the grid, and then you'll see a literal tic-tac-toe-y looking.
Yeah. It is like a tic-tac-toe box. Let's go show the slides here. Yeah, so we've got another example. Good. You can see where the lines intersect is Ron's eyeballs, and then not so good, he's in the middle of the frame, right? So again, the eye is going to be drawn to those intersections of the vertical lines with the horizontal lines. So make sure that you're using that rule of thirds. Yeah.
I just love it. All right. After you've filled your frame and you've used your rule of thirds, now you're going to find your happy place,
I like this.
Guys. You're going to find your happy place. For 20 seconds before you hit record, close your eyes and think about something that makes you truly happy. And I know that might sound a little cheesy, but you need to just zen out for a second and take a moment.
Let's all say it on three.
Okay.
Think of something that makes you happy on three.
Oh, okay.
Ready? One, two, three.
Cookies.
You said cuddles?
I said cuddles.
You said
puppies.
Puppies.
I said puppies.
Oh! I said cookies.
And you said cookies are great.
That was fun. That was a fun moment. I hope you played along at home.
All right. So now you've thought about something amazing and that makes you happy, like cookies, puppies, and cuddles. And then when you open your eyes and then you hit record, you're going to come across a lot more upbeat and personable, warm, positive, and energetic because you're in a good place instead of starting something when you're a little frazzled or wild. And then honestly, the results of your video are going to be so much better.
Yeah.
You will get a lot more out of it. So just take 20 seconds.
Yep.
Can I pause for a second?
Oh. Yes.
This is huge. Yeah. This is a
hot
tip. But this one tip, I do a lot of producing of people, and if people are in the correct mindset, you can see, you cannot, that's one of those things where
so
energy's there or it's not, and it's big. That is a big tip.
It's kind of like, you know, an athlete, you know, you're in the locker room before you go out for warm-ups and you get in the right mind space or, you know, and you can use this for everything in life.
It's
making
true.
A video, going into a listing appointment, having a hard conversation, anything you do, and just like get in the right place. face.
We put pictures of people by the camera.
Yeah.
The people that we want to talk to. I mean, you can do physical representations of things that you want to say to get you in the right space.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
Lighting.
Pictures of puppies all over the place.
Well, it also needs to be in relation to the actual video that you're making. So let's say you're making like a hate-filled, like, which is big in real estate.
Yeah, hate-filled videos.
Yeah, you want to, anytime you want to, like, welcome, show off a new listing, you're like, listen here, Illinois, the latest and greatest.
Christian, can we, you know, we want to make sure they get none of what Todd just said.
I'll cut out the hate-filled video.
Yeah, thank you.
That's another hot tip to make your videos better is cut out the hate parts.
Hot tip number two.
That's really good.
Number four for how to produce your video is to stabilize your shot.
This is huge.
Yeah, this
Todd.
Is big too. This is going to be this is your first investment that you probably are going to make is just simply a tripod.
Yes.
All right, get a tripod. It's going to cost you like $20 for like a basic version. You can spend up to $100 and get a really nice version off of Amazon.com. If you haven't heard of that,
I've heard people talk about that.
Indiana just got it last year.
We did.
We just got Amazon. When did we get Amazon?
You haven't heard?
I've been going to Illinois to pick up the stuff.
Yeah. So, but get us. We're losing
it. FedExing it from the border.
All right. So you have FedEx too? Oh, man. All right. Stabilize your shot. You got to have a tripod. You just want a nice stable shot. And one of the benefits that you're not going to realize at first is that when you're not having to hold your camera and worry about the framing and everything while you're videoing, you can focus on the content of your video. Whereas if you're trying to really be like, oh, shoot, I'm out of frame, then it bothers you. So it's so nice. Plus, it also like it stabilizes the actual video. And we're not just talking about yourself, but it stabilizes the video. If you ever watch like a horror movie or an action, not a horror, but like an action movie, and people are like, there's an action scene, they will take the camera and watch, and they'll bounce the camera because it's going to make it more intense. Whereas you don't want that when you're doing a listing video.
the serenity of this master bedroom retreat.
It's so calm and peaceful
Blair
here.
Blair Witch Project video. Really. You're like, I can't even watch it.
Yep. So get a tripod, spend some money on that. I will allow you to take money out of your next commission to get a tripod.
Oh, that's nice of
you.
Wow.
No problem.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, our next little tip here. Christian kind of alluded to this, but speak to one person. Whether you're making a video to multiple people or just to one person, imagine in your mind that you are only talking to one person. So you want to choose someone who's loving and supportive, who's a really good listener, and they're just the person in your mind that you're mentally speaking with, because that's going to make you come across as more friendly, more natural, more relaxed, more conversational. And these are all really good qualities to have when you're making videos like this. Okay. We don't want to have you be reading a script, because that's kind of awkward. You want to know what you want to say, but be thinking about just that one person. Like Christian said, if you want to tape their picture to the back of your phone and act like you're talking to them while you're making your video, that's totally fine, because it'll make you more relaxed and just more natural when you're making the video. And it also make you to where a lot of people will try to make a video and then they'll stumble on two words and they'll start all over.
Yeah.
But if you're having a conversation with a friend, you're just going to keep kind of making your way through it, right? So it's fine for that to happen. And you'll feel that way if you feel like mentally you're just speaking to one person. So it's just a little trick to help you relax and to help you come across more comfortable and conversational.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like that. I like it a lot.
It's nice.
All right. So next, number six is think through lighting. And this one's super important as well. First thing, natural light is always better. The more natural light and daylight you can use, the better. The most natural, the better.
Yeah.
It's just going to make you look better, guys. Just way cuter.
Yep.
And then don't put your back to the light, the window, anything like that, which we've all seen. Somebody's always on the Zoom call with like a window behind them, and you have no idea if they're really there. It's just like a stuffed doll.
It's amazing.
You know?
We're like a year past COVID hitting, depending on when you guys are watching this. And people are still backlit and just having idea on Zoom.
Or just don't care.
Or they don't care.
I didn't fix myself up at all, so I'm going to backlight myself and no one will be able to tell.
Yep.
That's
so
funny.
So that's a big one. If you're, make sure that you're not backlit, you know, that it's in front of you shooting down. Like it, the other great thing that I've loved lately for Valentine's Day, because Todd and I are very romantic.
Yes, you are.
I got him and myself a little clip-on ring light that you clip on your computer.
That says eternity.
Or you could clip it on. I know. Aren't we just super romantic?
Love. Yes, I love it.
But it was like $15 on
I feel like
Amazon.
Todd's about to call you out about something.
Anyway. It's just maybe we should frame that these are for like our computer for Zoom calls.
Okay.
Like
Todd.
Valentine's.
Anyway.
And like lights for our camera.
Can I fire the sounder? Can I fire the awkward moment of the day?
I think it's time, yeah.
Todd and Megan's awkward moment of the day.
There it was.
I tried to avoid it.
You just kept smiling. You can
couldn't.
Anyway.
So for Valentine's Day, you guys got each other ring lights for your laptops.
For your business videos. It's like $10-$15.
It's
well lit.
That's more romantic than I thought. You didn't say it was $10 or $15.
I mean,
that's nicer than I realized.
Yeah. Sure beats picking a teddy bear up off the floor at CVS, doesn't it?
Right.
The last minute.
Off the floor.
The last one.
By the way.
The last teddy bear in a balloon.
Listen, flowers die. Yeah. Now my lighting is always awesome.
Yep. Lighting is eternal.
I went to Build-A-Bear one time and I bought the pre-stuffed and pre-made bear.
Yeah, he got a talking to after that.
Is this just one of the is this
what
a
you guys
spec
got in bears?
Bear? Is this a spec?
A bear.
You bought her a spec Build-A-Bear. That's amazing.
So bad.
You guys have a great relationship.
Yeah, we're super in love. So you're not backlit. You have a great ring light. And then do a quick test before you go live. Just make sure that you've tested it. Go and practice and then go back and look at it. Make sure you're happy with it. And then rock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Boom.
Rock. All right. And the last tip for you is simply use what you got.
Yep.
All right.
It's a good
tip. If you think about
it,
now you may be listening, watching this on a camera or on your phone, which has a camera.
Yeah.
Unless you're like rocking something, I don't know, how many years would we have to go back before we could get to cameras with phones without cameras?
2007, maybe? 6? 5?
They did the...
Man, so we're 15
there was
years,
even
yeah.
before smartphones, they had cameras on.
Yeah, I had them all. Yeah. Oh, man, it'd be way back then.
That's way back.
And most laptops have a camera.
They do. They
That's
do.
True, yeah.
So it's real simple. Use what you got. If you actually saw our studio right now, we don't have a bunch of fancy cameras. We have a bunch of fancy phones that
yeah,
have cameras,
true.
And we're using those
yeah.
for our cameras. Like,
yep.
There's nothing crazy about what you have. It's. Just, I mean, there's a lot that's crazy about it, but it's really cool. You have everything you need right there in your pocket. You're good to go. You don't need to get any fancier until maybe you get to a point where your videos necessitate it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So not having the proper equipment is no longer an excuse. You have it in your hands right now. You can create videos right now.
Yep, there it is. The basics of making great videos. So just some things to keep in mind, whether you're making a video just to send to a friend or a client, or if you're making big videos to blow up nationally and internationally. Those are all good tips there. So that's that. Now we want to get into little videos with big impact.
Little videos.
Big impact.
Yeah, I like when Megan does it better. So I'll never say that again, Megan.
One more time, Megan.
I got you.
Hold on. Let me set it back up.
Okay.
So we just went through the basics of making great videos, whether it's to a lot of people or just to a friend. And now that we've done that, it's time for us to get into...
little videos.
Big impact.
The big impact voice is my favorite from you, Megan.
Big impact.
That's good. So we have a few ideas for just some easy videos you can make. Nothing super fancy, nothing super crazy, but things that if you do these consistently, they will have a really nice impact for you in your business. So we want to start off with a one-to-one video, all right? So this is a video that you send to just one other person. Basically, you can send it via text or social media. There's companies out there that do it like BombBomb. This is a super easy video to make because you're just literally sending it to one person. So you can be direct. You can call them by name, but it's so low pressure. And
this is huge, Terry. This is huge. I love this.
I know you do.
Yeah,
you're a big champion.
One of my favorites right now.
You're a big champion.
I'm hitting hot tip.
Oh, snap.
I'm hitting hot tip for that one.
These are very personal to the recipient. So people that get these videos, they feel like, man, this person took a lot of time to think about me. Actually, it's probably faster than typing out a big text. So it's saving you time, but it means the world to the person that gets it. And then you're going to get a lot higher response rate when you send a video. So I love sending these to new clients so that they see that the person typing them is a real person and not just someone like a bot or something, you know, like, hey, I'm a real person really typing these texts to you. And this is like what I look like, what I sound like, you know, all that. So so if you have a client that you haven't worked with before, it's a great move. Sphere touches. It's a great way as well just to connect with your people, to answer a difficult question. We're going to get into some of these things coming up later, but there are so many uses for a great one-to-one video. We just need to get in the habit of turning the phone around and talking into it and sending it to one person, because that, if you do that consistently, it's going to pay off big time. And I'll tell my little quick story here
too. Do it.
I was sending, so we're really systematic about how we stay in contact with our sphere. So 1 month I was just texting a video to everybody in my sphere, and I would make it personal to each person. I'd say, oh, hi, Megan, and blah, blah, blah. Hope you're doing well. Talk to you soon. Just wanted to say hi. So I sent that to one of my, one of the guys in my sphere. And he said, that was really cool that you sent me this video text, and no one has ever sent me a video text before, but it, like, I thought it was really cool of you to do that. And so I'm going to start sending a video text once a week to people in my phone, and they may get it and they may respond or whatever, but like, I'm just going to like put some good love out into the world with a little video text. And he's still been doing it. And by the way, this is probably a year ago, and this guy and I still video text back and forth about once a week. I'll send him one, he'll send me one back. And yeah, we just have this like weird, we've talked in another session about pen pals. We have like a video pen pal thing going on, but just like we're staying in contact with each other's lives, and it's a really cool thing. So you never know where a one-to-one video is going to go, and it can have massive impact. Again, that's why we call it
little videos,
big impact.
That's right. That's right.
I challenged my wife with this one to use it at work.
Yes. Yeah.
And
she doing
went,
it?
She went ham, as the kids say.
That's right. Hard as a mug.
Yeah.
Not really mug, though. Not really mug.
And she just started sending them, mostly for congratulations and milestones.
Yes.
And, and it was huge.
It's huge. Yes.
Because people notice it, right? It stands out.
It does.
You know, it's not something posted somewhere that you have to go look up. It comes to you. It's for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know? And so you're going to open it. You're going to watch it.
By the way, Producer Christian has made some great one-to-one videos. Producer Christian makes produced one-to-one videos for like your birthday and stuff. He'll make like a fancy one. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that, but it's great. One-to-one video. So that's a good one.
I love it. All right. So another tip that you can use is start posting micro content. Micro, just small little things. And we're talking about video content that disappears. So where would you put that? On a daily basis, it's really easy. Go to like Instagram stories, Facebook stories, Snapchat stories, all of this stuff. You pop it on there. It's in for a while and then it goes away. Mm-hmm. And what's funny about these, well, first, it's going to build this muscle of creating these little videos throughout the day and actually posting it. It's very easy to do.
Little videos,
big impact.
And you can do Kool-Aid Man.
Oh yeah, if I could bust through a wall, I would.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's Macho Man Randy Savage.
It is Macho
actually.
Man Randy Savage. That's good stuff.
That's awesome. But this is something that does become. We say build the muscle, but it really becomes a habit. And then, like little things throughout the day, you're thinking, "Oh, that's cute," or "That was funny," or "This is cool," and you pop it in. You know, all these little, these easy ways where you can put it in a story or do something like that. And it, I find myself stuck in stories. You know, it's almost like mini reality TV, but fun. Mm-hmm. And you know, something's going on, it's interesting, and you just kind of go down there, and then you're the first one up on their feed because you're in a story, and it's moving content. And it's really fun and easy, and something you can do. So do it.
In my
do
case, it. After a while, I actually forget how much I dislike watching myself on video. You sort of just get numb to it after a while.
Yeah,
you know, build the muscle thing.
Yep.
That's true. That is absolutely true. So that's what we call a little segment called
Big Impact.
Let's dive into some thoughts and topics about what's working now in the world of video in real estate. And I will go first with one that maybe is a little bit more advanced, but it's not as intimidating as people think, and that is a skippable YouTube ad. So this is an ad from within YouTube. You're basically just running a YouTube ad, and I like these especially for property, like listing videos. Okay. Those are really good. It's a really cheap way to build brands. It's the kind of thing where you can spend maybe $50 in a week or 2 weeks and end up with thousands of views and tens of thousands of impressions. And there's this weird thing with YouTube where when people see a YouTube ad, they think, oh, this is a legit company if they're advertising on YouTube, right? This is where the big boys play. Yeah. You don't get a lot of local smaller ads on YouTube. So you could be one of the first people that's really effectively leveraging this in your market if you use skippable YouTube ads. So if you do it for a listing video, your sellers are pumped because their little house is interrupting everybody's videos, right? and you're getting a lot of impressions, so you make them very happy. But it's another way that you can also win listings by convincing people and showing like, hey, I'm doing this next level stuff that nobody's doing. And I will tell you, if you're intimidated by running a YouTube ad, it's not that scary at all. If you just dive into the Google Ads platform, it's actually far simpler and easier than the Facebook Ads platform. Mm. So I would say dig into your Google Ads and just try it. Just test it. I think you'd be really happy with the return. That's working really well right now, listing videos with a skippable YouTube ad. You could do the same thing with like a market stats video or whatever, but get on YouTube. It'll work for you.
I like it.
Love it. I like that so much. Working right now. Nope, I don't have any voices for this one,
guys.
You don't. I was like, nope. All right, one-to-one video. These are easy, great, awesome. I use these all the time with friends.
Yeah.
And just, you know, like you've already, Terry talked about it a little bit, ways that you can do this, but also with clients when something's going on, you know that moment, this is great right now. This is great for buyers right now.
Yeah.
It's a really hard market. Things are going on and I feel them. It's like when I had a listing that wouldn't sell or if a transaction falls apart, now I'm feeling that with buyers where they're very stressed out because they can't find the house and they've lost out on five offers. So sometimes I just need to do a one-to-one video and say, hey, Mark. Hey, Terry. Hey, Sally. Hey, Susan. I love you, Susan. No matter what happens, we're
Susan
here.
Susan took it on the chin in the previous session.
She did.
But hey, we're here. It's all good. We're going to find the house. And I think you leveraging this one-to-one video where you can actually touch somebody and have a conversation with them easily and quick means a lot. And it's different, like we said earlier about Christians, it's just different than everything else you're seeing. And they're getting texts and emails and voicemails. They need to see your face and that you're communicating with them and building relationships.
Right. Well, I know we're talking about getting clients and building your database and marketing and all that, but just like a common professional courtesy that we should do is try to get ahead of, we know that two agents representing two different clients, it can get heated, it can get out of control, especially when you're with texts and emails and all the emotion is lost. So I'd love for agents, let me challenge you guys, when you start to see it starting to spin out of control a little bit, just either, well, one would be pick up the phone and call them, but do a quick video text and send the other agent just like, hey, I know it's getting a little crazy right now, but I just want you to let you know, like, I'm still loving working with you. I really have enjoyed this. Can't wait. I know we're going to figure this out, but just want to make sure that we bring, you know, bring this down a little bit.
Nice.
So not like trying to tell them what to do, but just kind of like own the moment and just be good with them.
I love that
idea. It'll smooth the waters. It'll make your transactions so much better and they'll remember you and they'll want to work with you again. Right. So be the professional is what we're saying. All right. Number three on here is to do Instagram Reels, TikTok.
So hot right now.
Yeah. So hot.
So hot for 2022.
That's hot.
If you're not familiar with Reels.
Well, Paris Hilton call back there.
Yeah.
It is.
That's hot.
I like that we'd make a Paris Hilton reference when we're talking about what's now in the world.
So TikTok, hopefully everybody is familiar with TikTok at this point. Instagram Reels is basically Instagram's and Facebook's reaction to TikTok and being able to offer something similar. But do things like answer questions, real estate questions. You know, what different inspections can you have?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Talk about the steps of the transaction, whether you're a seller, whether you're a buyer. Well, just put out a bunch of content and just think, if your questions, if your clients have questions for you, that means other people will have those same questions. So why not make a video out of it and multi-use those answers?
Yeah.
And you'll get it. So we have a couple examples for you.
Nice.
We're going to give you one, which would be an opportunity for it. I'm sure you guys have listings like this in Illinois.
Right.
I know we got tons of them in Indiana.
Yep.
And then we'll show you a day in the life type video as well.
Say, dance for me, dance for me, dance for me. Oh, oh. I never seen anybody do that thing you do before.
So that's just a starter home in Indiana.
Right. Kind of entry level.
Yeah. I'm surprised it only had one elevator.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Oh, cheap. So tired of those types of listings. All right, so that's a listing video that you could use, obviously, cater it to your homes. Not too different than India. And then let's show you kind of a day in the life. This is a good video for somebody just showing a day in the life of a realtor.
Here's a day in my life as a Los Angeles realtor. So I woke up in my apartment. Here's what it looks like for the million of you who are constantly asking. I like to get my day started with something active, so I did a little weight training in my very limited home gym. We make it work. Shake, breakfast, submitted documents to close on a lease. Super stoked on that. Finished up a listing presentation I've been working on for later today. But first, I got my teeth whitened at the greatest dentist in LA, Red Cross from the Century City Mall. Nick runs LA Dental Experts and is the absolute best. I highly recommend checking them out. I sit with this thing in my mouth for about an hour while I get work done. It's painless, super easy, and the results actually are amazing. I rushed home to eat lunch and got ready for my listing presentation, decided to wear a tie even though it's a billion degrees out in LA right now, made it to my appointment and went really well. I really hope I get the listing. I'm close with the owner, so here's a sneak peek of the home. Really cool. Got home, strategy session, emails, day complete.
So there you go. So this, by the way, if teeth whitening is not part of your normal routine, you can incorporate that.
So but you're not in L.A., though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I will say, LA. One thing, if you didn't notice in there, a little nuance that he threw in is he put a public, he put a little
ad there for
that dentist.
Yeah, shouts
and
out.
And that's just another thing you should be doing is if you're farming your area, your geographic area, start interviewing businesses and talking to other businesses, and you will start to get to know those owners. So, like, that guy is going to have a, I'm sure he's going to have a better relationship with his dentist, and who knows, maybe he gets that dentist business down the road.
10% discount.
There you go. Yeah.
Or a 10% discount on teeth whitening.
By the way, while we're talking about TikTok, I heard a stat this week that the average TikTok user is on the platform 52 minutes a day.
I do too. It can suck you in.
Yes.
That's crazy. It's bad.
The other platforms, like 20, 30 minutes is the average user like per day on it, but TikTok is way high.
It is.
So, like, I think a lot of people dismiss TikTok.
Yeah.
And I would just encourage you, don't dismiss it, because it is real and it is it's growing like crazy. And I think it's going to be a real player coming.
To me, like, and I'm not the most social media savvy guy. Like, I'm on it because it's part of our marketing. But I would say that TikTok's probably the first platform since Facebook for me that I'm like, I think this has some real opportunity. So,
and the creativity on there is crazy. There's a lot of people doing a lot of crazy stuff on there. It's really fun.
Yeah.
So that's good stuff. So just get in there, you know, like, get comfortable with the platform, play around with it, and then figure out how you're going to contextualize what you want to say on TikTok as well. And then, and the thing too about Instagram Reels is just a lot of organic reach right now too.
Right.
If you just make a reel, because Instagram is trying to compete so hard with TikTok, they're putting reels front and center. So you'll make a reel that's real basic, phone to face, here's what's going on in our market, and you get 2,000-3,000 views. And you're like, what? So a lot of opportunity in those. Yep. That's good, Todd. This is one that we've been doing for a long time. It's pretty straightforward. You've seen a lot of people do it, but it just is solid. And that's just a live video with the market stats. So you can do this on Facebook, Instagram. Some people have YouTube live as well. There's just so many different ways to do it. But just a video where you're talking about the local stats in the area that you serve. The content is written for you. Just go through the basics. Christian always tells me less is more with that. So don't go through every little tiny minutia. But talk about the big stats, you know, the days on market and the average sale price and whether home sales are up or down, and then talk about what that means for your buyers and sellers.
Yep.
Really simple. The reason I like doing it live is because any live video on those platforms, the algorithms will push you higher because they love live video. But the other reason is you can interact with people. If they jump on, maybe they have questions, maybe you open it up and say, hey, put your questions in, I'm going to answer them. So just lots of opportunity there. But just the market stats coming out every month is an easy built-in video that you should be doing every single month and going through that. So super easy, and we like doing them live.
Yes, they're so good. I love those too because they also make you look very knowledgeable as a real estate agent.
Yes.
And so you're bringing that value and you're relating information that they may not understand, but it's very important. But it also says, hey, I'm an agent and I know what I'm talking about.
Right.
So
right.
A lot of videos can be fun and short, but that's like a way that you bring in some meat and potatoes and saying, I'm an agent and I'm good at it. By golly.
Yeah.
By
well,
golly.
That's the way that you have been with us enough by now to know that, like, we make a lot of jokes.
Yeah.
We goof off a lot. Obviously, a lot of our videos are kind of silly. And even the market stats video, we'll make jokes in that too. But we're also demonstrating that, hey, even though we are goofy and silly. Mm-hmm. We know what we're doing and we know what we're talking about. And for you, you may not make a lot of jokes, but maybe you post videos of your puppies and cookies all the time. Yep. It's your favorite, right? But this is just a way to remind people that you're a realtor that's in touch with what's going on. That's good, Megan. Good thought, buddy.
All right. Number five is one of my favorites. I think it'll make a huge difference in your business if you're using video introductions to new clients. So this is one of those things. It could be a referral that somebody just gave you, or it could be a cold lead that you just got off of whatever lead source you might have, you know, a Opsity or Boomtown or whatever you might use to get new leads. If you have cold leads or warm leads that are sent your way, send a video. These people are getting calls and emails and text, but are they getting video saying, hey, I'm the person sending you this information. I'm the person that wants to help you and talk to you. And then they really get a better picture of who you are, and you're going to connect so much better, and you're going to close more of that business, especially a cold lead or if somebody referred you from a friend and you want to seal the deal. If you are just doing a video introduction, it will take your business to the next level on converting leads. I promise.
Yes. Nice. Number six. She's pinky promising over there.
Oh, yeah. Serious.
Number six is to do a walking/driving tour of your geographic farm. This is just this is especially good on YouTube because it's a little bit longer play. But what a great way just kind of say that I am the real estate agent for this area simply by doing a driving. Now, obviously, you're driving. Be cautious. I'm assuming that everybody signed the waiver before this that says that sometimes people die from these boom presentations.
No.
But
our death rate is pretty low.
It's not bad.
We dip below 10%, which is pretty good.
We're pretty proud
single
of that.
Single digits, baby.
We brought it down into the single digits.
A few years ago, we were at like 25.
It was really gnarly.
We were newer. We didn't know what we were doing back then. You know?
Like boredom? What was happening? You know? No.
Don't pretend like you weren't there, Megan. You're named in the lawsuits. Okay, so just do a tour of your areas, please.
Thank you, Christian.
You want to do a tour of neighborhoods, areas, and just let people know that you are the area agent. That's how you own a farm.
I love that.
That's good stuff. Number seven is a local business feature. We've been doing these a lot, too, and this is just, I mean, honestly, this is just a good thing to do. Like, it's going to help you in your business for sure. You're showing you're local. You're showing you're connected. You're making all those connections with those local business owners, but it's just a good thing to be a member of your community who is championing and cheering on other businesses in your area. So anything that you can do to bring awareness to local businesses in your area is going to play out really nicely.
Is it fair to characterize this as a meat and potatoes for you guys right now? Is
that 100%.
I mean, it seems to me like I see the most of these roll through.
Yep.
They're steady things that you do.
Yes. Yeah, so the business feature is a staple. Yeah. Market stats is a staple. I think you guys probably for one real minute for you guys where you answer real estate questions is a staple for you. That's the cool thing about this. So we give you all these ideas. Figure out like the two or three or four that are going to be like the anchor pieces for you in your content. And then you can test and play with the other stuff. You know, you can test and play with the TikTok.
What I like about seven, though, is it brings other people into your world.
Oh, it's so
because
great.
Because it can be insular. When you're putting all your own stuff out, and all of a sudden you're meeting with somebody, they're reacting to you.
Yes.
You're somewhere else.
And the business feature thing, the business feature for us is now we know so many business owners in our local market.
Yeah.
And when we share their videos, then their friends, their sphere share the videos as well. So you're connecting with so many different people.
And they get a free video, right?
They get to promote that. Yeah. It's I would say this is probably the number one thing in our repertoire right now is just simply interviewing local business owners.
And it's nice too, like you go out to eat and you see that owner again. And you're like, hey, you know, and you feel good. You're supporting their business. They're happy to see you. Yep. You're making the connection. It's such a good thing to do. And also, I will say, too, don't overthink this. It doesn't have to be the world's fanciest shoot ever.
Right.
Even if you sit down and set up your phone and just talk to them sitting at a table or standing at the counter, just talk to them about what they want to do, what they're offering, things like that. And it's going to be really good for you. So just start doing it. Start trying it. Do it whatever version you can accomplish. Try it, and I think you'll see great results from it. So I'm a fan.
Agreed. All right. Number eight is building rapport with listing agents. And this one's fun right now in this market because we're having a hard time as buyers, you know, getting an offer accepted.
Yes.
So this thought is, you know, this listing agent, you know, they don't know you, you know, and you send an email and you might want to put some fun stuff in there and you send an offer, however you do that. But add a video to this and it's going to make all the difference. They see you, they realize that you're serious, you're innovative, and you're doing something different. Even if it's just them noticing your offer more than some of the others, this is going to help give your clients a better edge as well. So try doing that one.
Nice. Number 9 is congratulating your client. And you know what? I'm just going to let the video speak for itself.
Nice.
So we'll just play this video.
Offer received.
That was a high budget shoot.
I was just gonna say, remember when you said you don't need to make this a big thing? You really don't need to make it a big deal.
We meant what we said. Yeah. You did not have to overthink this.
No. We've made a lot of videos like that, little memes too, and stuff that we send, or gifts that we send to our clients now.
Oh, yeah.
It becomes comical. Obviously, that plays into our thing. But yeah, just congratulate your clients. Send them a video, and it's really like, if you think about it, if you got to break the news that they just got the home, how fun is it to send that video instead, dancing like congratulations.
So good. Send
it to the video.
It's great. I love it. I love it so much. And our last one, our 10th video idea for what's working now, the virtual open house. And we say that it kind of was born out of the whole quarantine thing, was how do we do open houses still in a quarantine environment? But this is something I think that will outlast the COVID and the quarantine, all that stuff. So there's great ways to do this. You can go live from inside the house. You can take questions about a new listing you have. You can kind of almost do a walking tour through the house to show the house off. It's almost like do a Facebook Live, walk through the house, show it off, answer questions, engage with the people that are on there at the same time, and it will be awesome for you. Those are 10 ideas. Couple of quick hitters here to other videos that work. We are big on client events. So if you do client events, send a video invitation. You can either blast it out, like make one video and say, hey, everybody, come to our baseball game. Or you can say, hey, Tom, come to the baseball game, like one at a time, go through them. You know, you can do that a couple of different ways. So whatever works for you, but inviting people to a client event is a great idea. Community event, this is similar to the local business feature, but if maybe your town does, I don't know, a golf cart parade. Megan.
Listen, I think the May Day golf cart parade might be one of the coolest events that Sullivan, Indiana has.
There may be some realtors only that know Sullivan,
miles.
Indiana.
Yeah, we're only 15 miles from the border. Yeah. That's where we had to go to buy lottery tickets on Sunday.
It's the coolest thing Sullivan, Indiana does.
Right, it's really.
And you've been to that parade, right, Todd? You've been to that parade?
One of my first dates with Megan.
I feel like,
you need to know who I am, honey. Mm-hmm. Come see this golf cart parade.
Yeah, then it was hook, line, and sinker I had. Yeah,
you knew that would do all the heavy lifting.
Lemon
for you,
shake up, taco in a bag, and a golf cart parade. Ladies, that's the way to do it.
You get relationship advice in this one as well.
You didn't know it, but
that's great. Recruiting videos. We do these a lot. We love to recruit. We're always trying to grow our brokerage, so we make videos that show the culture, any fun meetings we have, fun trips we take, fun events we do, fundraisers, all that stuff. Recruiting videos are huge. Same kind of thing. Feature local builders. That's great. They love that, and you start to build that relationship. Do a vlog style day in the life, because people are super interested in realtors. You can kind of show behind the scenes. People love that. And like we talked about earlier, answering a real estate question. Todd and Megan do that with One Real Minute, where they answer a specific question in 60 seconds. But those are other videos that work really well as well.
Yeah. All right. So a couple quick questions that we get all the time that we just want to go ahead and answer for you guys.
Nice.
The first one, common questions is, I hate the way I look and sound on video.
Right.
Let's just say, I'm just going to level with you. We all feel that way. I know I feel that way. I don't even watch myself afterwards. Sometimes I don't want to hear it or see it, but I know that it's fun and it's great.
Can we put this up while you're talking?
Oh yeah, probably. Okay. So people don't have to see me.
Just
thank
cover
you.
Her
thank
up.
You, Christian. See,
no problem.
He's such a good producer.
Yeah.
But really and truly, a couple things. Number one, people know you. They know what you look like. If they don't, they need to. And this is what we look like, and that's okay. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you hate the way you look, turn the camera around. Worst case scenario, you turn it around and you show the house or you show something else. But it is important to love yourself and just hold your camera up really high.
My wife always says
put all the filters on.
My wife always says you're the only one that's surprised.
Yeah. You're the only one that realizes what you look
so
like.
That's so true. Yeah. Yep. Everybody else knows.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's fine. I promise. Just do the video. It's great. You look wonderful. That's great.
The next question is, where do you get your ideas? I'm going to answer this in two parts. If you're a creative person, you're not answering that question because you just come up with stuff. You're creative. If you're not as creative, then you just steal. You look at other realtors. You see what they're putting out. And just don't use the same title. And don't use the same video either.
Right. Go outside your market a little bit too. Take all our stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, steal our stuff. We're going to give you our social media stuff here in a little bit. Follow us and you can just take our ideas. It's fine. You're far enough away.
That's true. Yeah, and I will say to do it your way. Like, use your own sentences and use your own market stats. But for sure. Hey, listen, to get our slides and our handouts, here's all you have to do. If you want everything from the session plus the bonus that Todd talked about, the PDF at the beginning, you just text the word BOOM to 33777. There we are on the social media stuff. We're also on some TikTok and some other fun things too. So if you just search for us, you'll find us. But that's where we are on the main ones there, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. We would love to connect with you. If you have questions about this stuff, you can always email info@boomrealestatepodcast.com. But anyway, we can help you with this. Tag us in your videos. We want to see what you are doing as well. But at the end of the day, it's time to start making video, or it's time to make more video. Level up what you're doing. Make video a piece of your business plan and take your business to the next level. Thank you so much for the time, Illinois Realtors.
Thanks, Illinois.
We love you. We will talk to you again soon. I'm glad we're neighbors. States.